Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
No one understands me. I'm writing one great song.
Hey, Lee.
Megan, ever heard of knocking?
Lee, you're sitting in the middle of our hangout lounge. Is this beanbag taken?
No, I mean, yes. I mean, good, fine.
Okay, I think maybe you're going through something, but I'm just gonna sit, okay?
I said fine.
No one understands me, I'm all alone. My mind is a shark and it's full of bread? No.
Lee, are you writing a song?
Get off my back! You're not the boss of me! Ugh!
Wait, Lee, don't get up! Where are you going?
Hey, Megan! Lee, whoa! He almost knocked me over. Where's he going?
I have no idea. He's in such a weird mood.
Hey, what's this little book on his beanbag?
Oh, no, he left his notebook open.
We should definitely read it just in case he left it here on purpose.
Okay, let's take a look. Hey, these are all song titles. Trying and Failing, Going Through Something, Get Off My Case, Uncle Craig, Dust in the Wind. Did you know that Lee writes songs?
I had no idea. We should put this book back so he doesn't... Lee!
Are you reading my song diary?
No.
Sorry, we just
unless
saw
we,
it.
Yeah, we
How
were.
Could you? Nobody gets me! Let me live my life!
Goo.
Maybe he wanted to make some new friends.
Just think of the most weird things that you can never think of.
I put some jokes in there.
I hope you like it.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast,
where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
Lee, are you okay?
What? Why is everyone looking at me? Ah, stop judging me! Ah, I'm leaving!
Okay, wow, that's like the fifth time he stormed out today.
Yeah. But hey, I think we should do our first story. Okay, listeners, have you ever wondered what sock puppets do at night when no one else is around? No? Just me? Okay. Well, guess what? This next author wrote a story about it. And here he is to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Calvin. I'm 11 years old. I live in Oklahoma. This is my story, The Amazing Adventure.
All right, class, that's the bell. Be sure to put your sock puppets back in the drawer before you leave.
Attention all sock puppets. The hands have left the room for the night, so you are now free to move about the drawer.
Yay!
Ah, another great day of school with the hands.
Hey, Ernie, what was your favorite part of class?
Beyond the horizon. Whoa.
Earth to Ernie, what's going on?
Don't you ever wish you could leave this drawer and see the world?
Don't be silly, Ernie. We're sock puppets. Unless we're on the hands, we can't go anywhere.
What if we could? Listen up, socks! I have an announcement!
What is it, Ernie?
Look!
What is that?
It's a plane! And it will take us out of this drawer to see the wonders of the world!
Oh, I'm not sure about this.
Look around, look around. There's so much to see out there. Much more than this drawer we share. Who will come along with me?
Boy, that thing looks scary.
It took many years, many years. But I planned and I built this plane.
All by yourself?
I'm licensed and fully trained. Oh, the places we will see.
You got a pilot's license?
We've never had a chance like this to go out and explore. To do what other socks have only ever dreamed. There's mountains, deserts, even moons, and so much more. Now who will be part of my team? Who will come with me?
I will.
Margo?
I will be part of your team! Let's rock and roll!
Okay! You all push the drawer open on the count of three. Then we'll fly. Three, two, one, let's fly! On the horizon, whoa. I wanna see every moon.
We'll be there soon. The mountains and deserts are waiting.
Beyond the horizon. Get ready, because we're headed to the biggest mountain in the world, Mount Everest! Look at that, look at that. A snow-covered mountain crest.
A climber that's on a quest.
I can do it!
And some goats. Now to the Sahara Desert.
Awesome!
Here we are, here we are. There's miles of endless sand. Hands could see us now, they'd surely change their tune. Not flapping socks, but laughing socks,
we're smart!
There'll be a celebration once we reach the moon. There's no turning back,
there's
no turning once we start. Beyond the horizon.
Whoa.
I wanna see every moon.
Get there soon.
An amazing adventure.
Puppets, my name is Sean, and on behalf of my fellow alien people, would like to welcome you to the moon. Here's a map, and feel free to connect to our complimentary Wi-Fi.
Cool.
Hey, Ernie, you thinking what I'm thinking?
If you're thinking what I'm thinking you're thinking, then yes. That the other sock puppets deserve a chance to take this adventure?
Let's go.
We'll be back, Sean.
And we saw the peak of Mount Everest and the camels in the Sahara Desert.
Wow.
That's so cool, Margo.
I want to go next.
Wait a second, I want to go next.
No, it's my turn. I said I was going to go. No, it's my turn.
Stop! Everybody calm down. There's no need to fight. There's a better way that all of us
can go today.
Bring it out, Ernie!
Wow!
That plane is huge!
It's a brand new Moonlighter jet with 100 seats at your service.
Will there be lunch provided on this flight?
Yes, Rick. Okay, everyone, here we go!
Yay!
Beyond the horizon!
Horizon!
Take a flight in just one night. An amazing adventure is waiting
beyond the horizon.
Horizon.
Oh, as we fly through the sky so free,
we are going places. We are sock puppets, and our dreams.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi.
Hey, this is Lee.
This is Calvin.
Hey, Calvin, how are you?
Good.
Calvin, you wrote The Amazing Adventure.
Yeah.
How did you come up with the idea for it?
I really wanted to make a story and pulled out a sheet of paper and just thought up of whatever I could. And I thought of puppets. And then I thought of my favorite Sesame Street character, Ernie. I made it so that the hands that controlled the puppets were the ones that disagreed. And then I made it so that he could travel the world and other worlds.
What do you like about puppets?
That you can make funny shows about them. You can make them talk. You know, you can make them fly and a lot of other stuff.
A lot of people think of puppets as like, oh, puppets are like a silly thing.
Yeah.
But the truth is that puppetry has been around for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
Like there's something about puppets that humans, when we see them, we're just like drawn to them. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Maybe we got bored and just wanted to make a little show.
Does your story about Ernie the sock puppet who's bored and wants to visit all these different places, what does that say about you, that you told that story?
Well, it kind of said maybe he wanted to make some new friends, try out new things.
Can you think of someone that you've met that has inspired you or taught you something?
There's my friend named Tobin, and he has inspired me to just go for the imagination because he plays make-believe every day.
That's so cool. I love a friend that can inspire you to be creative.
Yeah.
In your story, Ernie goes so many different places, like the biggest mountain in the world, the biggest desert in the world, and every single moon ever known to sock puppets.
Yeah.
Where would you go if you could go anywhere?
I would go to New Jersey to visit my friend.
Have you ever been to New Jersey?
Nope.
What do you know about it?
I know that it's very close to the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And that it's also very close to New York.
That's true. It's a really beautiful state. Calvin, in your story, Ernie learns that his dreams can never be stopped. Is there any example of this in your life, either yourself or a friend or a family member who has big dreams that cannot be stopped like that?
Well, yeah, I was hoping to start up a lawn mowing business like 2 years ago, I think. And since then, we've gotten quite a few customers. And my first year, I made $350.
Whoa, that's impressive.
Yeah.
And what made you want to start that business?
Well, I was kind of broke.
I think a lot of businesses start that way, honestly. Do you have any advice for somebody who wants to start a business?
Ask your mom and dad first.
Why is that good advice for someone?
Because, well, I mean, they're the ones who have the cars.
Yeah, that's very practical advice. Calvin, it's been so fun talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks for letting us perform your story.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, that was a wonderful story.
I love it.
That is great.
everyone. Can we just kind of address the elephant in the room?
Oh, so you've all noticed that I parted my beard on the other side.
No,
today.
Peter, that's not what I was... Lee!
What?
You look totally different.
Yeah, you're wearing all black and you have chains on your pants. And also, you have long swooshy bangs now that are covering your eyes.
Yeah, well, what of it? What's wrong with how I look, huh?
Nothing. You look really cool.
Yeah, you
actually,
look actually
super cool.
Really cool.
You just look totally different than you normally do.
Sorry if you are offended by something that you think is weird, but this is me.
Whoa, hey, no one said you were weird.
You really don't understand me at all, do you?
Okay, maybe help us understand?
I couldn't possibly! Gah!
Lee, it sounds like you're feeling a little stressed and, I don't know, maybe anxious?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you're not.
Yes, I am. You don't know me.
Lee, yes, we do. We all know you really well.
Then why'd you read my song diary?
If you knew me, you'd know I don't like it when people read my song diary.
You're right. Look, we're really sorry. That wasn't nice of us.
Also, we just had no idea that you even had a song diary, so we actually didn't know that you don't like it when people read it.
Yeah, well, my diary is a secret, so
that's why! Duh!
Okay, well, you shouldn't feel like you have to hide your diary, Lee. Diaries are fine and cool.
Yeah, I have a food diary. I write down all the food I meet. I mean, eat. I mean, both.
I didn't want anyone to know about my songs. It's not fair. Nothing's fair.
Well, Lee, we have seen your songs, and I want you to know, I think they're amazing.
You do?
Yeah, they're really good.
Cool.
I like them.
Wow, thank you. You were right. I have been feeling stressed. It's true.
I knew it! Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to celebrate that. I just love being right.
So what's stressing you out?
Well, you know, I'm in charge of a lot of stuff that happens on the ship and with the story pirates.
Yeah, we know.
And the truth is, it can be a lot of work. I have to make a lot of decisions and worry about a lot of people, and I have to wax Rolo's mustache every day.
Wait, really?
It can really start to feel really lonely. So I started writing poems, and then the poems turned into songs, and it's a good way for me to work out some things, I guess. Get stuff off my chest. It's a lot to think about.
Well, I have something for you to think about. There's an open mic at Rolo's Coffee Shop and Bean Emporium. That guy loves coffee beans, and also all beans.
What does this have to do with me? Come on, go!
Hey!
Sorry, habit.
I think you should play at the open mic.
No, I can't. What if everybody laughs at me?
They won't. Plus, we'll be there to support you. Lee, art is a wonderful way to express yourself.
Okay, you've convinced me. I'll sing a song at an open mic. When's the next one?
Tonight!
Go.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, If's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. If is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing If because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that If also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, If is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, If celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See If in theaters May 17th.
Okay, we're here at Rolo's open mic night.
Do I look okay?
Yeah.
Are my bangs swoopy enough?
Yes.
Do I have enough cool chains on my pants?
Yes.
Yes to everything, Lee. You look perfect. Like a teenager in the 90s. I would know. In the 90s, I was the star of the teen drama Fast Days at One Tree Lake. Well, I wasn't so much the star of it as I was a person who watched the show. Anyway, you look like a teen from the 90s.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I think you're ready.
Okay, Lee. You go backstage. We'll sit down.
Okay.
Bye. Good luck. Have fun.
I'm so nervous.
Let's get our seats. Yeah. Ooh, I love this bean emporium.
Hello, everybody! Welcome! Yes, yes! Applause, applause, applause. Welcome to Rolo's open mic night.
Woo.
I'm Rolo. I'm gonna do some comedy now. Let's see, what do I want to talk about tonight? Are you all like impressions?
Yeah!
Me too! How about that? All right, let's get the show on the road, huh? Our first guest is very exciting. You know him, you love him, but you've never seen him like this before. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Lee!
Hey everyone, it's me, Lee. I wrote a song. I hope you like it. No one understands me. They look, but they don't see. I'm leading them, but who's leading me? I'm all alone, all alone, all alone. Is it hot up here?
Oh no, he's too nervous. And the audience is noticing. Oh no, should we go help Lee? We could be his backup.
I did bring my guitar.
Yeah, and I have my marimba.
And I, as always, have my it factor. Come on, let's go.
No man is an island, but I am an island. Alone on an island. Wow, I am sweating.
Psst, Lee.
Megan, Peter, Rachel, what are you doing up on stage? I'm in the middle of my song.
Yeah, we're here to back you up. We brought our instruments and everything.
Could you tell I was struggling?
Oh yeah, it was incredibly obvious.
Okay, okay, cool. Well, look sad.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Sadder.
Mm.
Saddest. Yeah. Okay, cool. You're ready. Here we go.
No one understands me.
Understands me.
They look, but they don't
look.
See.
But they don't see.
I'm leading them, but who's leading me? And
tell me what you see. It's a man who's all alone. Yeah, that man is me.
Incredible! Thanks for getting up there with me. You really saved me. But hey, I'm glad I played my song. It felt great.
I know it can feel like you have a lot on your plate, but the truth is, we're all here to help you whenever you need. You're never alone, Lee. You just have to ask.
I'm always ready to help you finish what's on your plate. I love to finish what's on people's plates. One time I also finished the whole plate, too. It was crunchy and a bad idea.
Ugh. So, Lee, is this, like, your new look now, or?
Oh, gosh, no. I have to change. These pants are so tight, I can't see.
Right? It's funny because it's true.
I know.
These pants are tight.
I can't see. It doesn't even look good.
I'm there, sister.
Apparently, it's fashion now.
Oh, wait, I just remembered.
We should do another story. Yeah.
Hey, listeners, writing that song was a big project for me. You know who else has a big project? Our next author.
Hi, my name is Elliot. I'm 9 years old and I live in Texas. This is my story. It's called My Big Project.
Okay, class, I'm very excited to announce that it's time for the big science project! I hope everyone's picked a topic because I'll be giving out awards to the best projects. As we've discussed, winning an award is not the goal, but it is a goal. Plus, I accidentally ordered 3,000 of these tiny ribbons that say number one teacher on them. You can just cross out the teacher. Okay, anyway, you get it. Class dismissed!
Project.
I'm so excited for the science project. Emma, are you excited? Emma, are you excited about the science project?
No, Hannah.
What? Why? You love science. Why wouldn't you be excited for the science project?
Shh! Keep your voice down. I don't want people to hear.
Hear what?
And I don't know what I'm going to do my project on.
What was that?
I don't have a topic for my science project.
Emma? This isn't that big of a deal. Just do tigers. That's your fave of all animals.
Thanks, Hannah.
You're welcome.
For nothing.
What?
Sophie is already doing tigers.
Did I hear somebody say my name? That's right. I am doing tigers.
Sophie, my nemesis. You knew tigers are my fave of all animals. Why did you choose them?
Because I don't know anything about them, and I'm excited to learn. Good day.
That was a pretty good answer.
Hannah, not now. I have to go think.
Okay, bye. Good luck finding a topic.
Ugh, what am I gonna do my science project about? Think, Emma, think. I just thought about tigers again. They really are my fave of all animals. But Sophie is already doing tigers. However will I choose a topic?
I have an idea.
Oh, hi, Mr. Humphreys.
Oh, I don't teach a class this period, so I just wander the halls. Anyway, I have an idea.
You're not even my teacher, but sure, what's your idea?
You could do your project on Japan.
Japan? Huh. I guess I could do a little research, just to see. I'm going to the computer lab now, Mr. Humphreys.
No, that's fine with me. I'm not your teacher.
Okay, I'm at the computer, and I'm just going to type in Japan. Japan. Wow, getting a lot of results here. What do they say? Let's see.
Japan is an island country.
A stratovolcanic archipelago considered Japan's
thousands of years of history and culture.
There's too much information. Japan is too big a subject for a science project. There's no way I could do it justice. I'd be researching it for ages. I have to pick something else. But what will it be?
Emma!
Ah! Who is that?
It is I.
Who is I?
I am here to tell you what to do your science project on.
What?
Do penguins.
I don't...
Do penguins.
But I don't know anything about penguins. All I know about is tigers.
You have to research the topic.
What?
You have to do the research. That's the whole point.
But how do I...
Just do penguins.
Okay, I'll do penguins. I guess I'll start by looking up penguins on the computer. Let's see. P-E-N-G-U-I-N-S. Come on, Internet. Do your thing.
A species of...
They live almost exclusively in
the Galapagos penguin lives near the equator.
Do penguins.
Do penguins.
Come on, do penguins.
Okay, I think I can manage this. I've just got to write everything down.
I'm so excited to share my project with everyone today. I did whales. What did you end up choosing to write about, Emma?
It's a surprise. Let's just say it's pretty cool.
I don't understand. Is that like a clue?
So, Sophie, how'd your project on tigers go?
So fun. I learned so much about tigers that I didn't know.
Yeah, I used to love tigers too. They used to be my fave, you know?
Okay.
But not anymore because I have a new fave.
Okay.
Do you want to ask me what it is?
No, that's okay.
Well, that's fine because it's going to be a surprise anyway.
Okay.
All right, class, settle down. Okay, I hope everyone had a good weekend. I know I did. I gave number one teacher awards to just about everyone I met. Okay, the mailman, the grocery store clerk, my spin instructor. Well, she really is a good teacher and wouldn't have to cross out the teacher thing on the... Anyway, who wants to present their science project first?
Me!
Whoa, Emma, love that enthusiasm. You're up.
Thank you. All right, excuse me. Sorry, just trying to get
out of the way,
to the
Corey.
Front. Okay. I did my science project on penguins. I know. I'm sure you're all shocked because you probably thought I was going to do tigers. Tigers were my fave of all animals. And I really wanted to do my science project on them because I already knew so much about them.
Emma, are you gonna get to the science part?
Oh, right. Anyway, the truth is, I only wanted to do tigers because I was already an expert, when really, learning about something new was so much more fun.
Wow, I did this. Installed this love of learning in her. I'm an amazing teacher. I'm gonna give myself a number one teacher ribbon.
Now, without further ado, here is my science presentation. Corey, fire up the smart board.
It's not working!
Again? Okay, I'll just use this ancient projector from like the early 2000s. Penguins. Penguins are an aquatic species of flightless birds. They mostly live in Antarctica, but some live in the Galapagos. The coolest thing I learned about penguins is that the dad takes care of the egg while the mom just eats.
Whoa!
In fact, penguins mostly just waddle around and eat. And that concludes my presentation on penguins.
Wow, Emma. Wow, okay, I have to say, I'd usually wait to hear all the projects, but I think it's clear you should win the Awesome Writer Award.
Yay!
Wow, thank you.
Speech.
I'm so happy to win this award, and I would like to thank Hannah and my teacher for helping me win this award. Any questions?
I have a question. First of all, thank you so much for being here. My question's actually part question, part comment. My comment is, it was hard to choose a topic. I think we can all agree, like six of us did tigers.
Yeah, tigers.
My question is, how did you get the idea to do penguins?
A voice told me to do it. I think it was the voice inside of me.
No, it was me.
A penguin!
And I love taking care of the egg.
Aww.
The end.
Thanks for listening to today's episode, and a huge thanks to today's authors, Calvin and Elliot. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about a character who has to make a very difficult decision, a decision that will change everything about their world. Tell us who the character is, what the decision is, and what happens after they make it. As always, grown-ups can submit stories to storypirates.com. See you next week. Bye-bye! Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero and M.R. Daniel. Produced for Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Andrew Miller. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. This episode features performances by Andrew Barbado, Dewey Cadell, Ryder Chasen, Hannah Corrigan, Ryan Koper, April Laval, Joseph Limus, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Justin Phillips, Rachel Robertson, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. The Amazing Adventure was written by Jack Mitchell and produced by Brendan O'Grady with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. I'm All Alone was written by Rachel Winitsky.
We are rolling.
All right. Okay. Peter, Rachel, Megan, thank you so much for coming into the studio today to play the instruments on my new hit single. As you know, I'm in the recording booth, so you can hear me, but I can't hear anything you say, so don't say anything and just do whatever I say. All right, let's take it from the song. Here we go. Take it. Okay, no, stop. Okay, that was okay. Peter, can I get a little more like wow, wow with the guitar, please? Okay, here we go. Take it again, please. Thank you. Okay, okay, Rachel, great drumming on the drums, but I think you could do greater. Could you give me more of a sound like... Okay, try that. Okay, no, no, that's on me, that's on me. All right, no, no, that one's on me, sorry. One more time, I just really want to feel it. I want to feel it. Megan, can you try some slap bass this time? Here we go. Now we're talking. Oh, yes, yes, this is what I'm talking about. Keep going. Oh, wow, this is music. This is beautiful. Like I always say, the producer is the real creative genius. Keep going, everybody.